nobody brings Philadelphia fans closer together than the Green Legion. From tailgates in South Philly to invading enemy territory, this group is the home to the true Philadelphia sports fan. Now their party hits the airwaves. Quimby, Michael Diaz, Chris Sack, Slash, and Super Sam Ross always keep the conversation going. So crack a beer, take a shot, and join the virtual tailgate now on Green Legion Radio.
All right, everybody, welcome to Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports The Gambler, Philadelphia, 102.5 FM, Philadelphia. Eagles. Too much in the headset right now?
Yeah.
All right, you guys.
We've only been sitting here for half an hour.
Well, he's yelling.
And
the show is off to a good
And off the rails already, everybody. Hey guys, this is Quimby, your host this evening. Irv is not in studio. He's on vacation down in Atlanta with his wife. You still have Shut Up Diaz, Chris Sackmaster, Sack Attack, Reggie, ooh-ha-ha, and of course, Slash, making sure that everything runs smooth, even though apparently that didn't happen right from Jump Street.
Yeah, exactly.
Who the hell vacations in Atlanta?
I was going to say that too.
That's not a vacation.
It's got to be like,
in August.
Family. It's got to be under boob hot right now, right? I knew I could get away with under boob. I was gonna say something else, something relative to your last name, but I'm getting yelled at a lot these days. I don't feel
like
listening
to it. You've got to be sweaty under your bulletproof vest.
I think you got through last show without any scolding.
Really?
I think so.
No. You guys even pointed it out. Oh, there it is. You did one of those.
Oh no, you guys, that was like, when I was editing the show, that was like the first thing I heard.
Here we go! Was it his age limit thing? Was that what it was?
Anyway, there'll be no talk about weight loss today or, dry skin behind your ear.
What's coming up next?
You guys, I hope you enjoy the show. We are taping this on Thursday evening. You're listening to us on your way to or from the shore or just slumming it in the city with us. Make sure you download the iHeartRadio app so you can listen to the program anywhere in the world at any point in time. Make sure you subscribe to Fox Sports The Gambler in Philadelphia and then subscribe to Green Legion Radio. You'll get notifications when all of our shows are uploaded, including the podcast, the Right on Cue show, which is having an enormous amount of success lately. We've been averaging about 25, 30 people in the room for that show. Maybe it's because I'm paying attention more to the room,
Drinking less, paying attention more?
Nah, I'm drinking more. Are you kidding me? Hell, I was a half a bottle of JWB down before the hour was out. Yeah, which according to Diaz is not a good thing, but yeah.
Yeah, Quibby's trying to get classy by blacking out on Wednesday. Trying to get classy with my alcohol taste, so he just blacks out.
It's okay. I'm good with it.
Chugs a bottle of JB at 3 a.m. Yeah, that's classy.
Gotta stay away from the beer.
Can I use that voice at the same time?
Yeah.
Stay away from the beer.
Yeah. Milk was a bad choice.
You guys, Edgardo Caraballo, I think it's pronounced Caraballo.
Caraballo.
But for us gringos, it's Caraballo. Junior, is gonna be coming in the show on the second half, at the top of the hour. We're also gonna have the beautiful Sarah coming in to qualify for this year's Philly's finest swimsuit calendar. She is another exceptional. Yes, she's beautiful.
Yeah, there you go.
I was trying to find something there. I couldn't do it, but it should be a fun show. We're gonna kick it off, obviously, to Sean Watson. You guys just weigh in. What do you got?
The guy is a complete and absolute joke. The NFL knows exactly what they're doing.
$225 right? million guaranteed.
Yeah. I mean, but
219 now, or 220 now.
Listen, yeah. The NFL.
No, it was 230.
Yeah. The NFL knows exactly what they're doing. I mean.
Can we talk about that?
I mean, it was 16.
Can we talk about that?
Up to 211. He had.
Why 11?
Because he's coming back against the Texans in Houston.
Thank you.
The first thing I noticed, I'm like, Goodell, you son of a. There's no way that wasn't planned out.
He knows exactly what he's doing. They know where the money is at. They're going to put him in Houston, and they're going to throw him in the Lions' den. it's going to be great for television.
Tragic, tragic.
The question is he going to have a chaperone outside of his hotel room that night?
No doubt about it. That Cleveland is going to have somebody on him at all times. But
I'm sure he wants that.
But they actually did. But they actually did find him this time. It's $5 million is going to go to charity.
You know what? I got to be honest with you. I'm tired of these fines. It sounds like $5 million is a lot, but he just got a guaranteed $230 million contract.
That's not including what he already made in his NFL career.
I'm sick of saying it's chump change to them. And we say that every time. It's nothing to them.
What was that? Stephen Ross gets fined $1.5 million. Guy's worth $8 billion.
Yeah.
He's going like this. Hey, thanks, man. I'll go back to my penny slots later on.
Yeah, that $1.5 million is toilet paper to him.
It is.
Yeah.
He's literally wiping his ass with that.
Yeah.
That was his rainy day fund for his third yacht, probably.
Yeah.
Damn. Now I got to wait another month to get that yacht.
Somebody go get me some cigarettes.
Yeah. I think what they did though, it is 11 games, but it's 12 weeks. So, cause there's a buy in there. So they said, all right, we'll double your suspension. It lines up.
It should be 12 games.
Okay.
If you're talking about two thirds of the season.
It's 12 paychecks. It's 11 games.
You're not getting a paycheck on the bye week.
I think you get paid every day of the week, right?
Every week of the season.
Yeah. Okay.
But, you know, the good news, if there's a silver lining in this, he's got to stay away from the team for 2 months. So that means he won't need massages for 2 months. So he goes online and he tries to procure a massage. They're going to be like, dude, you haven't been playing. Why are you sore?
I actually think that is going to be counterproductive for him. He's going to be doing nothing except hoeing. Nothing. Nothing. It's going to be an ass fiesta at his place with a turnstile. It says, don't hit it on the way out.
Our guy, Gordon Houston or whatever his name is, that punk,
Gerald Houston.
Gerald Houston, punk Ben Simmons this week. He's going to catfish Deshaun Watson while he's sitting there.
Yeah. I love that guy.
And for that, let's do this now. As soon as I can find out where.
Bro, oh my God, bro. Russell Westbrook, bro. Hold up, bro. I ain't playing with you, bro. Russell Westbrook, bro. Can't shoot, bro. I'm sorry, bro. All right, bro. I'm sorry, bro. Can't shoot, bro. Westbrook, bro. All right, bro. I love you, bro. All right, I love you, bro. Oh my God, it was you, bro. Russell Westbrook, bro.
Oh my God, it's you, bro.
I don't even know why Ben Simmons is in a candy store with two other dudes called It's Sugar. The only female that was in that place was the one at the cash register, and there's no kids in the candy store. What the hell is Ben Simmons doing in a candy store to begin with?
Hold on a second. What is Ben Simmons doing, period, at any point in time in his life? He has done nothing except make piss poor decisions, including how he shoots the ball.
No, there's no decision there. Yeah, I mean, there is no decision. He didn't.
35,000 decisions a day. Do you know that? You average 35,000 decisions a day.
I did read that somewhere.
Yeah.
The most important one is getting your ass out of bed in the morning.
Yeah. Do I want to continue doing this?
No. I decide to stay in bed about 5 or 6 times before I get out of bed.
Should I finish this bottle of JB at 3 in the morning?
This is why we don't start anything in the tech start until after 9, 10 o'clock.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, you're listening to Hungover Quimby today. He's not feeling completely.
Couldn't tell you how many times Diaz and myself have been fired in the text thread.
Oh my God. Guys, we're going at it yesterday.
Oh, right? This guy over there, this hater, he's on the ropes. It's the ninth round. He's going down. He doesn't have any leg to stand on. So he starts stirring stuff up with me, but I ignore it. I'll take the high road.
I didn't know that Ben Simmons.
When you two start, man, I literally cringe and I go, all right, I'm turning my ringer off.
That's how I am.
He didn't take the high road.
He never takes the high road.
No. I was like, listen, I'll digress. We'll save it for the show. But I didn't know that Ben Simmons' gaffe against the Atlanta Hawks was in the Eastern Conference Finals. I saw it in the article. I was like, holy crap. I've been riding Diaz about the simple fact that the Sixers haven't been in the Eastern Conference Finals since 2001. I was wrong.
I guess you were. Wrong. I mean, it's in print.
And they won't be there this year.
It's in print, so it happened. The NBA schedule was released this week, Wednesday. Sixers are on national TV about 23 times. They're the last 10 games.
Who, baby?
Is it only 23? I thought it was like 32.
Well,
I mean,
no,
that's
no.
less Kate Scott for me.
I don't count NBA TV. I count like, I'm talking ESPN, TNT, ABC, whatever, or, you know, whatever station on.
Christmas Day.
Yeah. Christmas Day.
Christmas Eve and Day are going to be.
Do we have any good games? Do we have an Orlando Magic game in,
I am an idiot.
During spring training?
I did not check it, but I will check it.
All right. Appreciate it.
But we do got some great lineups with.
We have some, what?
Great lineups. I mean, if the Phillies are in
Caught
the playoffs,
that again, right?
Well, we got Dallas in Philly on Sunday night. That Tuesday, the Sixers open in Boston.
No one cares.
The Phillies will open up the playoffs the weekend that the Birds are playing the Cardinals, which is the weekend of the 9th.
Yeah, we're going to have TV set up there. Rock bar.
Yeah, that won't be an issue.
Yeah.
Atlanta, St. Louis, Milwaukee are the three destinations so far that you're looking at. I mean, unless Atlanta.
Well, no. If we can couple – like we did a bunch of years ago, a Clearwater Phillies trip along with a Sixers Magic game.
Ooh.
When is it?
We don't have the Magic, but March 1st, Sixers at Heat.
That's a bitch of a bus ride, bro. You gotta go all the way down, take Alligator Alley over. It's a good 5-hour drive.
We can all just crash at Lewis's house.
That I can't. By the way, Ashley Nataliana will be the 305 Sports Babe on YouTube. She will be on our show next Thursday.
Nice.
She is going to be going to both practices on Tuesday and Wednesday. I believe she actually has press passes, so she's going to give us the 411 on what's taking place with the Birds next week down in Miami. Ashley Nataliana, 305 Sports Babe on YouTube. I think that's her Instagram handle as well, right?
And on Twitter too. So she's going to replace Diaz next week.
I hope so.
Yes.
Hey, well, what's this? Why am I getting replaced already?
Because your tires are going to be flat next week.
I was on her show at the end of the NBA season and it was great. She's great.
It was their lowest ratings.
Lewis does.
The other guests couldn't make it.
Lewis just whines and whines about the Miami Heat don't get any respect or something like that. I'm like, what planet are you
on? Hold on. Someone whining about their basketball team not getting any respect? Are you kidding me?
I know.
You're going to call Lewis to the carpet? You're the worst. You're the biggest Sixers apologist that there ever was.
I'm not an apologist. I'm a realist. You, sir, are a hater.
Oh, my God.
It never ends, everybody. It never ends. And that's why you love this show. By the way, we're brought to you by Bud Light. Bud Light Seltzer and Michelob Ultra. Also, Golden Road Mango Cart and Goose Island, along with Stateside Vodka, all included in this year's home tailgates at Xfinity Live, along with all well drinks.
Huge.
All gin, rum, tequila, and whiskey drinks are now also included in our package. $65 per person, 4 hours. You cannot beat it. Get signed up for any or all of them. We still have a couple VIP passes to sell. I think we have about 20 we can still sell.
Okay.
So for $495, less than $500, you can come to all 9 tailgates, 4 hours. That's 36 hours of non-stop enjoyment.
Let's make it 40 and have a playoff tailgate. At least one.
Yeah, but that doesn't, it's not.
I know, that's extra. That's extra.
You're a jackass.
It's okay. He's trying to get me screwed. He always, what's up, Unhappy Gilmore? Good to see you. Have you listened to Adam's show?
I listened to it this week.
He's getting there. It's good stuff.
How are the Yankees doing? I haven't, you know, paid attention.
They had a walk-off.
No one cares.
But yeah. Yeah, Josh Donaldson last night.
Yeah. No one cares.
Oh, he does. You know, so he's a supporter of all programs, Green Legion.
You know what though? I gotta say something for these Twitter trolls. So we got a Twitter guy. I forget what his name is. And he's actually been to our events. He's an Eagles fan, but he's not from the area, Virginia, Florida or something like that. He comes to our Green, he's been at Buffalo. I think he did Miami. I don't know where else he's gone, but he's a Mets fan and he likes talking smack. It's like, dude, imagine if I was an Eagle, if I was a Mets fan with you, and then I also was a Cowboys fan. I just picked this other team. Like, dude, I don't care about you if you're an Eagles fan, but you're also a Mets fan. But besides Cowboys, is there anything worse? We haven't seen them in a long, long time.
Jalen Reagor Targaryen. I can't believe Chris Berman hasn't come up with that one yet.
That's going to be a mausoleum this year down there, huh?
Well, whatever this guy's doing, it seems to be working because you're bringing it up on the show. So he's definitely ruffling your feathers by doing this.
Nah, right? Don't we all inevitably how this season's going to end for the New York Mets? It's going to end in heartbreak.
Guys, they're 13 days away from the start of their collapse. September 1st. Once September hits, it's it.
They got some pitching
though, man. They got some pitching, you know?
Yeah, but the good thing is for the Phillies this weekend is they don't have to face it. They don't have Scherzer and they don't have DeGrom because they saved both of them for the back end of this Braves series.
But I'll tell you what, if they don't start, I don't know, man. Four times shut out
in the last seven games.
It's kind of brutal.
Yeah, but just keep in mind, you're missing two of your big mashers.
You still have Hoskins, you still have Realmuto, and you still have Castellanos. And I'm sorry, that should be production right there alone.
This lineup is going to hit, especially they're saying Schwarber should be back in the lineup effective Friday night.
Well, he pinch hit in the top of the ninth.
They had him pinch hit last Saturday too. So on Sunday.
Then at the very least he should be DHing.
Yeah, but then you take Derek Hall out of the lineup. He can't run. I mean, you're putting him up there to pinch.
Derek Hall is fun to watch, man. He is a badass.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a big boy.
The kids have been exciting, man. Bryson Stott's played really well since June 1st.
I'm liking how that side of the infield could look for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, they're calling it the daycare.
Yeah.
But even then, like, if you don't pick up the option on Gene Segura and he doesn't come back next year, I mean, who are the Phillies rumored to go after this offseason? Trey Turner? I mean, hell. I mean, he's good buddies with Bryce Harper. You put him at shortstop. You put Bryson Stott over at second base. That infield really looks good moving forward.
They're going to spend that kind of money?
It's the kiss of death. Sack just said something's going to happen with the Phillies. bet the under. Yeah. Bryce Harper's coming back tomorrow or Friday. Remember that? 3 weeks ago?
Yeah. September. Yeah. Sorry, I was off by a week. I'm off by a week.
2 weeks.
He's going to start his rehab assignment on Tuesday, and then he'll be back next week. He'll be back next Friday for the Pirates.
I don't know, man. I don't know if you can continue to hold. I get it, but it's like Eflin and what we were talking about the other day. The guy's a major league pitcher. All right. If your knee hurts after you're done pitching, nobody gives a crap. All right. Go ice the thing down and get your ass on the mound. Quit screwing around. You don't have that many games left, and you do not have that much margin for error right now. It's gonna be a hell of a task to catch the Braves. You're not catching the Mets, even if they implode.
No.
All right.
The only way that you have a shot
now you're messing around with San Diego and Milwaukee, and that, you know, those three teams are within a game and a half.
Milwaukee's what, two and a half
behind
them?
Two and a half now.
And then San Diego is a game and a half behind them.
Another half.
Is it just a half now?
Yeah.
There's just no margin for error. You cannot mess around. I'm telling you, I wouldn't be messing around. If Bryce is on a rehab assignment, that means he can play. Get your ass up to the big league and get in the lineup. I'm telling you, I don't know. I understand the health.
He's DHing anyway.
Well, he's been DHing all year.
It's not a matter of health. He hasn't seen live pitching in two and a half months.
The guy got a $330 million contract. He's seen it his entire life. Get your ass up to the big league.
If he spends 3 days next week while they're playing the Reds, if he spends 3 days next week at AAA, what is it?
You lost a game to the Reds. So don't even give me that
as a one.
You did. You should have swept them.
Yeah, you should have.
And you blew a beautiful outing by Ranger yesterday. So you know why? Because you can't hit the freaking ball. You know why? Because your best hitter is practicing.
Yeah, he's slowly balling.
I'd rather have him up in the big show than half of these other stiffs in that lineup. All right, seriously. 100%. I get it, and I understand that.
You just talked about how much you like Derek Hall.
Did I say Derek Hall? No.
He's the one that's the agent.
Segura has been a bit of a stiff lately.
Yeah.
All right, let's be honest.
That's another guy that came back that was missing 2 months.
And another guy who you said, oh, my God, this Phillies lineup is going to be great when Segura gets back.
Mr. Apology over here.
It is.
What?
Here it is.
Kiss the deck.
But here it is. Here it is.
For two.
If you're healthy enough to play the game, get your ass up to the show.
So for 2 weeks while they're tearing the cover off the ball and then they have one bad week, then all of a sudden it's, oh man, it's a good.
That's right. Play.
Hold
that's
on a second.
Really?
Hold on
yeah,
a second.
That's right.
You guys are terrible.
That's exactly how
it
works.
How many shutouts?
They had four.
Okay. And your best hitter is practicing.
Practice.
Why can't he practice he just, against the Reds?
Thank you. Bad?
I'm just trying to find a silver lining here. Like, I don't know. The Reds are barely a major league
seriously.
Team.
Seriously. Seriously. He should not be down. Well,
I don't think he should start, but if he can be on the bench and pinch hit.
Be DHing.
Yeah, I don't know if I would throw him right in there.
There you go. Thank you, Slash.
Cause then what are we going to do? You're going to come back next week and be like, he went 0 for 12. What the hell's going on?
Just like you're doing to Segura after he missed things on my pitching for two months.
I love it. This is how I feel with the Sixers talks, just so you know. I'm on his side right now.
You know what
I'm
we can do?
Yeah, you would be on his side.
You know what we can do? Let's just bring up Odubel.
Yeah. No, he's gone.
Yeah.
Did he sign anywhere?
Look, Zach is all mellowed out now. No Odubel Herrera here anymore. He's all chilled out.
Yeah, I mean, they got rid of the problem children. I'll take that all day.
Everybody, you've changed thousands of diapers, cut off hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Dave Bavuso in Williamstown, New Jersey will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family. Even though he's in Williamstown, New Jersey, he can cover you anywhere, anytime. He is my vehicle and renter's insurance agent, and the office is fantastic. Got me set up in less than 5 minutes when I got my new car. So make sure you check them out, because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call State Farm agent Dave Bavuso at 856-740-5012. That's 856-740-5012 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements. You guys, this is Green Legion Radio on Fox Sports. The Gambler in Philadelphia back right after this.
The Gambler, presented by Cure Auto Insurance.
Here on Fox Sports The Gambler, 102.5 FM, Philadelphia. My name's Quimby, joined alongside Diaz, Sack, and Slash. No Herb tonight. He's on vacation in Atlanta. Super Sam is taking a break. I think, actually, Tom is taking a break, too. So that kind of, I'm wondering if they're getting together right now.
Herb's making a comeback?
Tom Brady, Super Sam Brady.
Yeah,
they're both off right now.
I will be away next week. I am going on a family vacation.
Dude, you have been away too much.
When Irv comes back, I'm vacationing in Camden next week, so you won't see me.
What is it, a Creed concert or something like that?
No, that's Jansen, man. That's Jansen.
Irv's going to hand his bulletproof vest off to me, and I'm going to go to Camden. No.
Once again, you guys, next week, Thursday, the 305 Sports Babe, Ashley Nataliano, will be joining us live from Miami after going to both practices between the Eagles and the Dolphins. She's going to have in-depth reporting. She is fantastic. If you haven't subscribed to her, 305 Sports Babe on YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter. We're talking, God, we have no real topic right now, do we?
It's Green Legion Radio. I mean,
we did at the preseason game last week.
Well, I want to bring something up.
We do have Sacks apologies.
Well, I mean, you know, we should probably start that list. I don't know if there's room on the walls.
You get a whiteboard up right here.
I mean, we used to have panties on the wall, but that went to the wayside.
They were about to walk away on their own.
Oh my God.
They walked out with the couch and the pole.
Yeah. I just looked up. That's where the pole used to be. And we're losing some of our sound here, our sound protection here.
We replaced the pole with Slash. That's how much we love you, Slash. We got rid of the pole for you.
All right. The couch walked out of this room.
Those
are the days.
Who's the ref kind of jacked?
Ed Hockley.
Hockley Jr.
Doesn't like the Eagles, evident by all the games he's called lifetime and the Eagles
extra jack versus the Eagles.
But I know we are synonymous because we're miserable as fans the majority of the time.
Yeah,
it's about right. Yeah.
But we do like to place blame on officiating, and it's happened before. And at this point, I really want to know. I want to know what the hell the NFL office is thinking and not fining Quincy Williams for that hit. All right. You already blew the Jadeveon Clowney hit on Carson, which pretty much screwed his career. All right. He has not been the same quarterback since then. You know, whether it is nagging injuries or, you know, in his head from getting knocked that hard. And then you literally have this asshat that left his feet out of bounds, helmet to helmet, and it wasn't like Jalen was. It's not like a running back. Sometimes, you know, a running back starts to go down, and a player is trying to hit him in the gut, but it winds up hitting him in the head, and they'll call that 9 times out of 10, especially in college. But this was not. Jalen was standing upright. He was slowing down. All right. He went right at his head in a preseason game.
Yeah, he should have been kicked out of the game immediately.
I should have been kicked out, but
when you look at the rule book, it's like, listen, get a spirit of the game.
What freaking rule book? Right. All right. That is textbook dirty hit.
Red
That's
card.
Targeting.
Red card.
And the office. The sanctuary up in New York. All right. Where's the fine? Where is the fine?
I don't know. It's,
and Sam said this, I wish she was here because she'd be going crazy. That was Tom Brady.
Oh yeah.
Oh, her man.
If that was Tom Brady, he'd have been kicked out of the game.
Or
he would have been fined.
Or Josh Allen or any of
these. Or any of these premier quarterbacks.
Aaron Rodgers.
The level of double standard up in that office in New York is atrocious, especially when we talk about Deshaun Watson and coming back week 11. You want to know what's dirty besides the hit? Your office. Your scumbags. I'm tired of it. That's two. First time, shame on you. Second time, shame on me. I want to go after them. I literally want to find out who has an email that has something to do with these hits. And
don't do it.
Load
it. Find.
We'll get to. I'm sure Dan Snyder has plenty of them. So let's work on getting Dan Snyder's emails released, except just the Gruden ones. You know, the problem with the NFL with the rules, it's almost like they've tried to define a catch with like 8 pages and 9 subchapters of what a catch. Like sometimes it's just kind of. You see it, you know it.
Yeah.
You know, you see it, you know it. And we want to have review. It's a 30-second quick review and a play like that. Okay. In a playoff game, maybe the guy's like, you know, jacked up. He's trying to make a play. It's a preseason game. He could just let him run to the end zone. No one really cares. Like
the fact that it should matter. It should matter. That's just the icing on top of the cake.
Yeah, right.
All right. It is preseason and this guy is not some slack. He's in the first team offense or first team defense. All right. They're expecting big things from him. It's not like he's trying to make the team.
Yeah.
You're in.
I think a lot of times too, the running quarterback gets the lack of the benefit of the doubt when it comes to running outside the pocket and getting towards the sideline. Cause like Tom Brady is.
He was a yard and a half out of bounds.
I think he was about more than that where he was out of bounds. It's just, they don't get the benefit of the doubt. They I think sometimes the referees look at them and say, they're running. It's their decision. Like Tom Brady would never get that close to being out of bounds if he's running. Normally when Tom Brady runs, he's running up the middle and then he'll slide. But I'll tell you this though, the part that I really liked about that play, and there's not much to like about the fact that our starting quarterback got drilled, was the reaction of Nick Sirianni. I loved every bit of that. I hate how he kind of retracted it and kind of like after the game was like, you know, nice, cool, like, oh, I really like, you know, Coach Sala, you know, like, nah, man, listen, we read your lips. We know exactly what you said. But in the heat of the moment, for him to have his quarterbacks back, I mean, we saw it last year when he chewed out Jalen on the sideline. What was that? The Washington game at home. Like that right there, like everybody wants to sit here and say, oh, he's a player's coach. No, he knows when to step up and to really like have his players' backs, and I can appreciate that with Coach.
If you didn't have a reason to like Nick Sirianni, you did after this preseason game. And if for some reason you don't think Jordan Mailata is a god, well, now
we
he
are,
is.
We already know your opinion on Jordan Mailata. I agree though. He shouldn't have walked it back. That's a situation where you could just say, listen, I use language my mom wouldn't approve of, but you can't hit my quarterback like that. Like just, that's all you gotta say instead of like,
didn't back up his player on that play. He knew it was a bad play.
And
the whole thing's ridiculous.
He should have pulled him too.
Thank you.
You're done.
Thank you. Yeah. Sit your ass down. All right. No accountability. All right. That's what pisses me off probably more than anything. That's a great point.
Yeah.
All right. Salah should have freaking benched his ass.
Right.
Right from the, dude, sit your ass down.
Was everyone in agreement though? Five or three series later. When Zach Wilson comes up on a non-contact thing, you're like, oh, that's the
there
season.
You go.
There you go.
There's your karma.
And everyone, you know.
Richards.
I don't like it. I don't want him to get hurt. I don't like people getting hurt, but.
Especially because we know his history of hunting cougars.
Yeah.
No, I need a full season.
I gotta show you guys the photo of
Zach Kelce on the wall.
Did you see the Zach Wilson MRI?
No.
it like zooms in and it like emphasizes the knee. But then something's right down by his knee. I'll have to send that to you guys. It's great. It's like, oh, look at Zach Wilson's MRI.
Is that like, what was his name? The congressman that was sending Richard Picks to all the girls. Hey, do you like my watch? And you look further down and he's completely naked. Right?
What was?
That's a nice Rolex.
Anthony Weiner.
Yeah, Anthony Weiner. Isn't it great? That Wiener got busted for throwing Wiener picks.
Yeah, but his screen name was something Danger. Carlos Danger. I think his name was Carlos Danger.
Carlos Danger?
Yeah,
Carlos. Is that anything Danger. Like Ron Mexico?
Yeah, just like, remember when we were walking into that Atlanta game in 05?
We're old.
And we're all singing like whatever that Eagles song is.
You still couldn't play Whale's Tales back then.
No, Whale's Tales is a ridiculous game. You haven't played Whale's Tales on a trip in 4 years.
I haven't had anybody to play with.
Lonely boy.
Oh, what a lonely boy.
I think it's Carlos Danger. I'm looking to
see. It is. I know it's Carlos Danger.
Yeah, Carlos.
So here's another bring up, by the way. And sorry, failed 101 radio by not turning my ringer off.
It's all good. I just sent you the picture if you want to take a look at it.
Oh, so it was you that was texting him.
Your live radio reaction here.
Yeah. Zach is the meme king.
Yeah, dude, I love memes.
Oh, Zach is also the king of in-game Facebook updates. One sentence Facebook updates. I'm like, can't this be a tweet? Can't you just tweet it out?
We can show this in the room.
Talk about a third leg.
There's the Zach Wilson MRI.
Oh, and that's the, Oh, I thought it was the evil Adam Schefter. No, okay.
I agree though. Facebook is not for in-game updates. That's a Twitter thing. That's a live reaction thing for Twitter, not on Facebook.
I'm sorry. I get more reaction on my Facebook post than John Jansen does, and that's all he does is live game tweet.
Well, then, that's because you're, I don't know, a middle-aged man, so you're going to take to Facebook, I guess. Twitter's for the new age.
You hear this, Quimby? You do the same thing.
He's a prime example.
Yeah, you're a Facebook aficionado.
He doesn't know what a Twitter is.
I don't want to.
Yeah, you probably don't.
I honestly, unless social media is your career, I don't know how you would keep up.
It's hard to do.
I can barely keep up on Facebook posts.
Clip that.
can't keep up or keep it up. What are we talking about?
And the good news is you'll find it.
I'm getting it up again.
Again.
A lot of work.
Take the red pill or the blue pill.
Yeah? The good news is you're fine.
Quimby's vulnerable today. Seen with a grown man naked. Dude, I don't think I've ever laughed as hard as when you did that. You meant to play something else off the drop board. And you played that, and I, like, we were like three beers in, three shots in, and when you played that, I think I cried laughing for a whole segment.
That wasn't the right clip. Unless you enjoyed it, then it was the right clip.
Cause it was supposed to be something like way off topic.
Oh, way off topic.
You just
dropped
that one in there. We're like, all right.
Like a blind man at an orgy, I was gonna have to feel things out.
Do you realize that when Rob had me start his show with him, I loaded up on these sound bites. I probably have 400, maybe even closer to 5. Every single sound bite, something I used to do it all the time, and he would get pissed off. But then I would just do it because I knew it was pissing him off.
Right.
So,
that was the
I could actually on almost any topic that we're discussing, I could throw a clip that would have some relative, nonsense to what we're speaking of.
Yeah.
I think, man, we used to do.
I think drops add a lot to a show.
It's hysterical.
Yeah. If it fits the context of what we're talking about, and it warrants being, I mean, you know, obviously there's slips from time to time, but.
Oops.
Yeah, but they're great, you know?
And timing's an issue sometimes.
Oh yeah, I mean, it takes him an hour to find it, but what's really good for a show is, getting Rob V upset on his own show. That is radio gold.
Oh, it's the seriously.
Best to do. It's great. He gets
all flustered.
He's flustered and like really upset. Like, come on guys. Like he's, you know, it's great.
And hold on.
Yeah.
We love you, Rob.
Norgren Packers.
Oh, my God.
AVNs.
Hey. Are you not entertained?
Sorry, I didn't even try to play that.
AVNs.
Brady Love.
Oh, my God.
And what's the dude again?
Huh?
What's the guy, the male?
Oh, entertainer? Oh, God.
Johnny Sins?
No. That
Don Jeremy?
That's your boy.
Hold on, let me pull up my history real quick. Let me see.
Can we, Susan Nunnemaker on the line, can you check, Slash's wall?
Yeah.
What kind of towels you got hanging up there?
Nick Manning.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. We could say his drop phrase, but Kyle will figure out some way to tell me it's gotta get cut. So.
Probably, yeah.
Dropping.
If you're questioning it, I'm probably gonna have to cut it.
These shows, we'd go over at whatever it's called now, Vesper Day Club, whatever, and it'd be a 3-hour show, and the first hour's usually pretty good.
Oh, then
the
it's
second
just
hour,
a
we've had like three
wreck.
Pitchers of vodka.
Yeah.
Tony would just like order all, I mean, it was, the last hour was, oh man,
pitchers of train wreck.
Yeah. Great times.
When was the last time we played the Diaz clip? It's been a while, huh?
It has been a while. Hey, I mean, the overall concept was correct. You know, Jahlil Okafor might have been a little bit of a stretch. It all went down for Okafor when his father stole $300 for me at Vesper Day Club. He charged he charged $300 for my card. I thought that was ridiculous. and he had to sign for it, and he didn't know my first name, so he signed it Diaz. He signed it printed Diaz.
That's hysterical. All right, we're going to take a break here.
Chuck
real quick.
Okafor.
You guys, Premier Window Cleaning is the leading window cleaning company in Philadelphia and the surrounding areas with over 30 years experience. They offer commercial and residential window cleaning, pressure washing, parking garage cleaning, graffiti removal, post-construction cleaning, and more. Every employee is trained, certified, and goes through an extensive background check. At Premier Window Cleaning, your satisfaction level needs to be 100%, as no job is complete until you're happy. With clients like Lincoln Financial Field, Comcast, Chop Roberts, and University of Pennsylvania, you cannot go wrong. For more information and a full list of services, give them a call at 267-534-5198. That's 267-534-5198. Or head to their website, wehatedirtywindows.com. That's wehatedirtywindows.com. Everybody, Green Legion Radio on Fox Sports Radio here in Philadelphia. We will be back right after this.
The Gambler, presented by Cure Auto Insurance.
All right, Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports, The Gambler, 102.5 FM Philadelphia. We are brought to you by, who are we brought to you by now? Greater Philadelphia Health Action and Bucks County Baseball Company, BucksCountyBaseballCO.com. The website is bigger than the showroom. For all your Philadelphia sports and vintage gear, check them out, you guys. Quimby alongside Diaz, Sack, and Slash. No Sam or Irv today. Both taking days off. It's Bryant Walden is back finally.
Where's Walden?
So let's talk Phillies.
Wow.
I got something that I know that you're not aware of since you've been hungover today. The Washington Commodes today landed their biggest sponsor deal in franchise history. SeatGeek will pay $10 to $12 million annually to be their official ticket partner. What do you think about that? Since you buy so many tickets from the Washington franchise,
I couldn't give a crap.
That's not my first pick.
I think it's bad news for us because what it's going to do is instead of buying straight from the team, this is what happened with the Sixers. Instead of buying straight from the team, any available tickets go to like this flexible pricing kind of model. You know what I mean? So you never know what the face value is. Which kind of sucks.
I love the tanking.
I'm afraid the tickets are getting more expensive. That's
yeah, the tanking years for the Sixers, I was buying $2 tickets.
He's really clever.
I had $5 tickets. That was great.
SeatGeek is not an easy, app to navigate.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
No one uses it.
It's like my third or fourth choice.
Yeah. It's StubHub or like NFL ticket exchange.
Vivid Seats.
Yeah. Vivid Seats, where are you? Yeah. We have a ticket partner available.
Third or
right
fourth
now.
Place, like the Washington Commodes, will be in the division this year.
I think they're going to be better than the Cowboys.
Oh, wow. I highly disagree. Highly disagree.
I think the Cowboys are going to be atrocious.
That is a bold statement.
I don't give a damn.
I'm just saying.
That would be great.
Can I just say the only reason Carson Wentz was effective last year with 27-7? He had the MVP behind him.
Right. Yeah.
Antonio Gibson is supposed to be good, and he has not proven that yet. So as far as I'm concerned, yes, they have a decent receiving core, but until Carson Wentz can prove that he can put together similar to 2017 stats, I don't see it.
How funny is it going to be that game in Washington week 3? He takes the field. I don't know. I wonder if Washington won the toss, what they would want. Would they defer or would they take the ball? The first time he steps on the field, he is going to get booed. It's going to be national news. It's going to be all over because it's going to be full of Eagles fans.
They're not even going to be thinking about that. Yeah, they're not going to be thinking about that.
Great.
You're an idiot.
What are you talking about? What is this? I'm like,
well,
what kind of
football
are we? What bizarre world is this?
He's just
quit me
and I calling him an idiot. That might be a first.
But no,
what's going on, man?
Obviously not something that's going to be going through their mind, during a game like that. He's going to take the field for the first time regardless. Why not be the first time or the second time?
Ben Simmons going to take the court on November 22nd?
Now that's a viable question.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Is he going to play this year?
Who knows, man? Who knows? I could see him not play. I mean, I would say if
you're
gonna
shoot, bro.
I would say
I really, really want to know what the confidential settlement was for his salary last year.
I don't think Rich Paul settled for any less than $15 million. I guarantee you that.
Really?
Yeah, I guarantee you that. If you're saying
what was he supposed to make?
$20 million.
20.
He made all the guaranteed money when he went over to the Nets. He made every last dime when he went to the Nets.
I love how KD wants the hell out right now.
Yeah, and they're a favorite. The Sixers and the Celtics are favorites. I will be all in with the Sixers getting into the Eastern Conference Finals and beyond next year and probably win the NBA title if they make that move for Kevin Durant.
Oh yeah, I mean they would
to,
be
to
the
me.
Thing. Oh
yeah, yeah, that right there is the move to make.
Yeah, it's not going to be enough.
Has this been talked about?
What happened was, which is like the NBA soap opera is almost as fun as the actual basketball. All these like gossips and stuff. Last week, what came out was that high-ranking members of the Philadelphia organization said they would be interested in pursuing a trade for Kevin Durant.
Isn't that every organization?
Like, yeah, it means not. So then Kevin Durant said he wouldn't mind playing for the Sixers either. So there's mutual interest, but the thing is like all the Sixers can offer is Tobias Harris's contract,
Tyrese Maxey,
and a 2029 first-round pick. That's all they got. Because they traded the other pick. You can't trade every 2 years because of the genius GM in Minnesota like 15 years ago. You can't trade multiple year, back-to-back year, first-round picks.
Oh, I thought that was because of Hanky.
No. Hanky collects them. He collects them. He steals them from other people. So, like, is that enough? So if Boston is offering...
And hey, Matisse Leibel.
If Boston is offering... Boston, the report was offering...
Off the table.
Forget it. Hey, no, Dybul's Bebo is on his way out.
I thought he was fantastic. I thought he was great, Diaz.
Oh, he's such a good defender.
Yeah, he's a good defender.
Yeah, just like Ben Simmons. He doesn't need to. He doesn't
oh my
need
God.
Offensively.
Since the beard showed up, all Matisse Thybulle needs to do is hit a couple of threes. He comes out with 10 points and we're winning every game.
Yes.
That doesn't sound like me at all.
No, that's horse crap.
Okay, hold on a second.
It sounds like you hit
puberty. How
about puberty?
This? Does this sound like you?
Are you making
Does
fun this of Are you making fun sound? Of Eben's line? I will come over this table and teach you a lesson.
I've been waiting for that day.
I would love to see you.
You can't knock out my teeth anymore.
Yeah, well, it's
ceramic all over it.
Yeah, they're sitting in the red Solo cup right next to you.
It's Invisalign, not a mouth guard.
No, so anyway.
Hey, hold on a second. Oh, I forgot my... He gets out on the football field. Hey, I forgot my Invisalign.
Yeah. It's never going to happen. But yeah, if they made that trade, yeah, of course.
Talk about multitasking.
I would make
playing
that trade
football
too.
And straightening my teeth at the same time. Invisalign. Yeah.
And I love Maxie. I really do. I love the kid. You know, he's a great basketball
player. Oh, I love
player.
Him too. It would be heartbreaking to see him leave, but you're looking at people's hearts are in it too much. It's like if Tyrese Maxie turned out to be, you know, anything close to what Durant still is now, I mean, that's maybe the steal of the century in the NBA draft. So you
can you imagine if you're Tyrese Maxey and you got to go play with Ben Simmons again?
I forget who I told, but I said I would just retire.
That was Seth Curry and Andre Drummond. I mean, right? those two had to sit there on the bench next to this clown and sit there and go, yo, man. We here in Brooklyn because of you.
Yeah.
We in Brooklyn because of you. You wouldn't play, so we got traded with you.
Yeah. Is that how they said it?
I still don't like that Steph Curry. Steph Curry departure. I don't, he was the best shooter on the team.
Yeah, I mean, again, now whatever, we don't need to go into James Harden, but Steph Curry, like that game 7, that Atlanta loss, this is my Doc Rivers stuff. Kevin Herter scored 28 points straight. They just get whoever Seth Curry was covering. That's where the ball went. He's a turnstile.
Yeah.
He is a good shooter.
I get it.
He's not a bad player, but it's kind of like
plus minus.
Yeah. Like all right. You know, yeah. And Andre Drummond was a half year. They weren't going to, you know, they had a half year of him and Ben Simmons was the ones playing, you know, it's Seth Curry and 2 first round picks for Harden.
Do you believe the hype about Harden though? I feel like I'm hearing about Apollo Creed. He's in the best shape of his illustrious career. Do you believe the hype? Is this guy?
Like he's the statue of David.
Yeah. Yeah.
Apollo who?
I mean,
pain.
It's weird because he said that he was having issues after the fact, but in the moment, at the time, during the season last year, when everyone was like, dude, he can't get around that. He can't get around me. Like, with
but
one
he
leg.
Can't. But
he didn't, he never said it was injury. And then he was saying, what do we do? We're switching it up here. Oh, what's up, man? You want him to come right here? Oh, okay. Come on over here.
Yeah, have him join.
But he never blamed the injury in the season afterwards. Right. So I don't know. It's kind of like, it's just like this other stuff. How much can we talk about?
Yeah, but the hamstring thing and, you know, his shape, like, well, the hamstring thing's because he's getting older. Like, that's never going to go away. And him, like, not being, quote unquote, in shape, like, that's not why he's not getting around people. It's because of his age. He's getting older.
Well,
he's not able to do what he did.
This is boring. It's boring radio.
He's old.
It's boring radio, but it's just like talking about Jalen Hurts.
He's too old.
Until we see them play the games, we really can't comment. I don't know.
Yeah. We'll beat me to it, you bastard.
Happy Gilmore.
No, man. How you
he's
doing?
Too old.
She got a guest in studio.
But she's old. Look at her. She's too old.
What are you quoting Daddy's Home 2 or something?
Happy Gilmore,
Happy
man.
Happy Gilmore.
Come on, dude.
Listen, I don't remember.
Idiot. The best line from that movie still is just doesn't get too much notoriety. You want breakfast?
You know what breakfast? She's got she's sitting there wearing
the hockey jersey.
She's got Captain Crunch in her hand.
Never seen Goodfellas.
All right.
You want to go down this path?
Yeah, do we have to?
Yeah.
Shut up.
I mean, I'm about to pull up Bronx Tale and pull that clip.
Yeah, I know, but Sonny, they're my friends. Didn't get it.
Yeah, I don't think he has it.
Have you seen Bronx Tale?
He hasn't seen any type of gangster movie, dude. Any New York Italian gangster movie he hasn't seen.
What makes you think that I would watch any of those movies?
Cause they're good!
What makes you think that I would watch any of those movies?
If they're good, all the movies you see, that
I have to tell you.
Italian, I am not.
I am not. I cannot stand the Godfather series.
I can't.
But I've watched it.
It's great.
And I've given it more than one opportunity to bring me in, and it hasn't. However, Goodfellas and Bronx Tale, anytime they're on, it's staying there.
Yeah, that's right.
See, The Godfather is what upsets Murph with me, is the fact that I haven't seen The Godfather. That to him is like,
they
I
are investments.
See. Wait a minute, Are we in the third segment before Big Time starts?
Yeah, Big Time again.
Oh, my buddy Murph, who I do this show with, Baseball Brunch, 11 a.m. Sundays.
Just trying to find out. You know, what
you're going to have to get used to the headset, Edgardo, and Diaz yelling into it.
Yeah. Oh, nah. Can you still hear us all
right? You want to come close to the mic when you, like,
hello?
There you are.
There you go. Now, I'm used to it. I remember I used to go to a music school, so I had to do this all the time.
Okay.
Eduardo, welcome to Athletes Row.
So, all the athletes.
You're the only athlete in that row. Okay. You're
perfect.
Eduardo, I ran 4.5 miles this morning.
Hey,
that's pretty good.
Four and a half miles.
Run one.
Yeah.
7 a.m.
In your mind.
4.5 miles?
Yeah.
You're so full of it.
I did. 4.55.
And I will have you know that Diaz has talked more about his exercise regimen so far on this show than I have.
And he has been muted again.
Everybody, Green Legion Radio, Fox Sports, The Gambler, 102.5 FM, Philadelphia. We will be back with Jackass number 2 right after this.
WDAS and WD273D, Fox Sports Radio, Philadelphia, an iHeart Radio station. Presented by Cure Auto Insurance.
Over here, everybody. True professionals. Not shut up if they're trying to come back in. You guys are not hearing our pre-record music on Thursday. You're hearing whatever somebody decided to play commercial-wise. Hooters or whatever it was. Okay. But just want to let you guys know, Chelsea Dagger by the Fratellis was just on, and that goes out to Chris Sack. It goes out to Chris Sack, longtime Flyers fan. One of his favorite songs, The Fratellis.
If I ever told you how much I hate you. And the 2010 Blackhawks.
Yeah. I'm gonna walk. You know what? Now that I actually know you hate that song that much, every time I see you, I'm gonna go.
I love that song. It reminds me of the last time the Flyers were relevant.
Yeah.
So.
Oh,
it was a long time ago.
Pow! Another kick in the nads.
That's good. Nads. I haven't heard that word.
Nads.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Good job.
It reminds me of that Heineken commercial.
I didn't cuss this entire time. I really think I could say that word.
You can't.
Why don't you text Brace right now?
I remember I asked him one time when you said, I think it was like the first time you said it, like two years ago.
Be like, maybe just don't say it. You know,
I like that word.
I like it.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of words that you like that are not radio compliant with the FCC. So
I don't know. I don't know, you guys. I'm a little upset right now. But we do have a guest in studio right now, everybody. Edgardo, for the gringos, it's Caraballo.
Oh,
but is it Caraballo?
Yeah, Caraballo.
Caraballo.
Yeah. I like it.
All right. I'm still learning. I'm trying.
Hey,
every time I see your mother in the elevator, I try to speak my Spanish, and she goes, oh, my God, this stupid gringo is trying to speak Spanish to me again.
Probably, but she won't say it out loud.
It's close to Caballo. I like that.
Oh, yeah. You know how many times I've heard that in my whole life?
Yeah, the horse.
Yeah.
So, Ed,
horse and the horse's ass is sitting right next to each
other.
There it is.
Athletes Row. It completes Athletes Row.
Oh, God.
Listen, they hate us because they hate us.
That's a Halloween costume right there.
Oh, boy. No Halloween costumes for this guy.
That was the best day of my life when you came in wearing that.
Awkward.
He came in wearing a gritty outfit.
No, he didn't.
Oh, wait. Let's just say he looked like an extra from Django Unchained.
That's right. Okay, playoff Claude Giroux.
So he had the sheet over his head.
I'm a Sixers guy. This guy right here, unfortunately.
He looked like an extra
guy
from Django.
And what I wanted to do is, it was Halloween, so I...
And you could hear Chef going, you little cracker.
Yeah. It didn't work out well, Eduardo. I thought a funny thing would be, I was going to go as playoff Claude Giroux, like, because he's invisible in the playoffs, so I was going to be a ghost.
Okay.
So what I did is, I got a white sheet.
Oh,
and
no,
I cut eye holes. I cut eye holes in it and I put a Flyers hat on. I drew the Flyers emblem.
No, there was no hat.
Yeah, there was a Flyers hat.
No,
so
when I came in and
so he basically looked like a racist Flyers fan.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, God. Isn't that kind of like,
can I fire him?
Yes,
that's a very fireable.
There was no hat. There was a point. That's all there was.
There was no point. No point.
Please.
Yes.
I don't know
there
if there was a
no point,
point.
There,
but he did have a helmet.
There was a point.
It was a helmet. It was a helmet. That's right.
So he was a very slow ghost.
Yeah.
Didn't really work out. I'll find a better, like, actual ghost costume. It's hard to find ghost costumes at Halloween Adventure or whatever.
They don't exist.
So I had to make it.
Yeah.
And that was...
Okay, so anyway, enough about you. Let's talk to our guest, Diaz. Is that all right?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah, that's all right.
Because I think we're getting halfway to Bourbon Diaz.
I need Edgardo to choke him out.
Oh, seriously. Perfect. Just reach over. Left hand. We'll turn the cameras off. Nobody has to know. Anyway, Ed's 21 years old. He is from Philly. We live here in the same building. He's originally from Puerto Rico. And he has been in combat sports for 7 years now, 4 years wrestling, 3 years in jiu-jitsu and judo. Daniel Grace, talk about that. He trained Paul Felder as well, right? You're telling me that in the green room.
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah. It's kind of a weird story to begin with in general, because as you know, I was a baseball guy for most of my life.
It's a good man right there.
Yeah.
Shocker. Latin baseball player, huh?
Exactly, right? Perfect.
Yeah, but you don't do steroids like, what is it? Tatis Jr. So.
Yeah, especially now. So.
Yeah, you're good. Yeah. You're good.
Okay.
You don't have ringworm, do you?
No, never. Never.
Okay. Good man.
Just, you might not get through much here. There's a lot of talkers.
You might have it when you leave here tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Just kidding. Maybe.
Actually, just walking in the studio, we used to have a stripper pole right here.
Oh, I could see it. Yeah, oh, my God.
Yeah, you might have had ringworm when you walked in the studio.
We had a couch in this studio that came over from the 442 Fairmount basement studio.
I think it had more than ringworm.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. We were familiar with N95 masks before the pandemic.
No.
Oh,
brother,
every worm you
this, could
think of.
This thing... I mean, I had to get rid of it, but it was about 2 days from crawling out on its own.
Oh, look, okay.
Yeah,
there was more stripper and porn star.
Had more DNA.
Debris.
Fallout. That's even worse.
Yeah, I mean, you know the billboard sign over here, time of STDs. Yeah,
touch DNA.
Yeah.
Yep.
If you
sat on that couch, you had to get tested.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Black lights were not allowed in this
studio. Like Palmer's favorite line when some girl's walking into a pool at like a resort where they're having pool parties and waits till she gets in right, you know, down to pelvic level and he goes, and you're pregnant.
Oh,
Jesus.
Anyway.
So anyway, combat.
Right. So high school, I went to a school where like 2% were like Hispanic folks. So, you know, bullying was all over the place, you know, calling me a Mexican, stuff like that, which I'm not. And that's,
you don't even look like a Mexican.
I get it too. I'm my dad's Colombian. Colombian. And I'm Puerto Rican. Let me get you.
We're
interviewing Mexican.
Diaz has now been muted. Nobody cares.
I forgot where you're
I think the worst one is when you call me Dominican. Cause you know, Puerto Rican being called Dominican, that's a...
Well, your neighbors, you know.
Yeah, exactly. So, I kept on fighting almost day in and day out, just, you know, beating up...
Just defending yourself?
Pretty much, yeah. So,
you know, Diaz said in the green room that you look Dominican, so...
Oh.
I did not say that.
You guys, you gotta let him get to the story.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, gym teacher literally saw me, fighting another kid. He was like, hey, why don't you wrestle? Like, you know, there's a program in South Philly. Why don't you just do that? I was like, good idea. Why not? So I jumped in that. I was like, oh yes, I love doing this.
You got the low center of gravity too.
Oh yeah. Especially
you got to be a bastard to work with on a mat, man. It's got to be tough to no
clip that.
No, seriously. I mean, man, you got to be tough to keep down.
I mean, it going to that gym that I'm going to with literal straight up murderers, guys in the UFC, pro grapplers, black belts. You know, you go anywhere else and you see it, but when you go in there, you're just like anybody else, to be honest with you. But yeah, going in there, I met a really cool guy named Miles Lee. He's actually a pro fighter now.
It's not Miles Sanders. He sucks.
Oh God. So back
mute to him.
Guess everybody's getting muted today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody's getting fired.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but what'd you wrestle at?
Guess.
What, like 112 or whatever?
185.
There you go.
185!
Really?
Yeah, wow. 185.
Wow.
On the dot, yeah.
Man, you were jacked in high school then. I mean, Stanker wrestled 162 in his senior year.
I could see that. Stanker doesn't weigh more than about, what, 210 right now, but he's jacked.
No, I know, but I'm just saying he's a big, you know, he's 6 feet tall, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so yeah.
And he beats your ass in fantasy every year.
Wow, okay, getting personal here now.
Oh, yeah. No, it's, don't worry.
Okay.
He's upset about the Flyers. And Bryce Harper. And pretty much all his predictions for his favorite teams the last 3 years.
Okay. I'm gonna go out and grab the bottle of Woodford Reserve and hide it.
Please do.
Yes.
I got all I need right here.
Anyway.
Yeah, so I went all the way up to D3 in college. So for wrestling, because that at one point I thought, okay, I'm gonna make it to the Olympics. Clearly, that was not gonna work because I went to I think a D2 tournament at one point, got destroyed. I was like, all right,
where'd you go to college?
Thaddeus Stevens. It was a trade school college in Lancaster. Okay. But you know, I still, you know, I thought that was the best option. You know, spend less money, get an actual trade. You know. Seemed like the right way to go for me.
Yeah.
Exactly. I think it was like $8,000 for 2 years. So
that was patting yourself on the back.
That's not bad at all.
Yeah. I ended up, you know, dropping out, but you know, during that meantime, I was like, all right, what am I going to do? Man, I thought that was going to be, you know, what I wanted to do. So buddy of mine, Miles Lee, he hits me up and he's like, hey, there's a gym that I would like you to go to. Daniel Gracie Philly. At the time, I think it was called Henzo Gracie Philly. I was like, you know what? I ain't got nothing else to do. Why not go there? And since the first class, I was hooked. Literally, I'm gonna be honest with you. This is probably the first day in like a long time that I just skip out on a class. But yeah, literally, it's just been consistent there, and it's been like history ever since. I've been, you know, going there right now. I, you know, I'm a blue belt. You know, it's really, you know, promising. Hopefully for me, for you know.
That's awesome.
Well, I'll say this, Eduardo. UCS doesn't pay attention to anybody here. You skipped class today to come on Green Legion Radio.
Yeah, pretty much.
You're not aware of the Green Legion Radio bump. So we've had a lot of we have Eagles players, current players that come on our show during the season.
Are you offering up Quimby's car?
do you have a match coming out or?
So right now I'm kind of just waiting on some calls. You know,
gonna stay in contact with you because that first match we've got an offer for you that might sweeten the pot. The
okay, end. Perfect.
Good win.
You know what? He can take my car whenever he wants. He parks next to me.
What's the ultimate goal with all this? Like, what's your dream to achieve with this?
Easy, making it, you know, to the UFC. You know, being a world champion jiu-jitsu fighter. Like, you know, that's the main goal, and I guess that's the main goal for everybody. You know, I've been training kickboxing. I've been training, you know, here and there, not as much as my jiu-jitsu, you know. But yeah, that's the main goal. To be honest, right now, as of now, it's just to get a fight, just to get at the weight that I'm supposed to. Like, my coach told me, yeah, you're not fighting at 185. That is like,
for your size,
for my size, my reach, you know.
He wants to get down to like 165.
No, not even. He wants me 145, 135.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Wow. So let me ask you this.
What do you weigh now?
Like 190 something.
Seriously?
Really? Yeah. Sorry to say this.
Understandable.
You don't look that big, but you know what I mean?
Oh, like, he's jacked, bro.
No, I know.
That's what happens when you have muscle.
Yeah, mind you, I hear this every day. You're like, yo.
Can we cut that?
All right.
You don't look that big?
So my question is, what would be your steps to try and get down to that weight? Because we have a dietitian here named Craig Quimby Chinoski.
Yes! Eduardo, it's the off-season here, and
We spent about 20 minutes on our show 2 weeks ago. Quimby was talking all about his juicing and what you gotta do is this. You know what it is? It's the corn syrup that really gets you. You gotta look out for the corn syrup.
Look out for the high fructose.
Yeah, the dextrose. Dextrose. You see dextrose, you run. No dextrose.
No, but I'm serious. Like, what would be,
yeah, you know, how would you get there, man?
Yeah, dieting. To drop 40 pounds, 45 pounds, I mean, that's absurd.
So I'm just going to be straight up honest with you guys. My diet is horrible. Like, there is no diet plan. It's literally like the generic wrestler diet. Just do not eat until you make the weight and you sweat it all out. Now,
I hate 21-year-olds, man. That's ridiculous.
So, yeah, like, you know. I've been talking to a couple of people from the gym. They're like, yo, just, you know, cut certain parts out of your diet, stick to water and BCAA, stuff like that. I'm like, yeah, I'll do it. You never get around to it. It's like, you know, one or two days clean and you're good on your diet. You see
you stop.
The next thing you know, you get a situation. Out, you're like,
I'm talking about like, I'm having a good day. I just came out of practice. My dad, who is, you know, Hispanic, he's like, hey, we're going out to eat. Yeah. You want to come with us? And it's so hard to be like, no, I don't. Yeah. You know,
I'm just
like,
I'm going to pig out.
I'm just going to have water.
Yeah, it's hard to like use it. Yeah,
do you want to have rice or tacos? Because I know which way I'm going, you know? Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. I'm just like, all right, you know. I could sit here and eat my, you know, boiled chicken and water.
Dude, you dropped 40 pounds? Oh,
yeah. Nice. It's not going to be like a, you know, one day to another. That's like, you know, maybe months, then, wow. You know, constant training, constant diet, you know. Ooh.
But even if you're down to like 165, you think, you know, that's feasible to be in that, you know,
so,
with your reach and everything?
Yeah, I'm going to piggyback
on
that.
Would you let him answer that question?
Well,
first?
I want to talk about strategy. So like,
to do with my question.
Yeah, it does. Cause if you get down to 165, some of the other guys might be, you know, 6'2", sinewy kind of dudes and you're like low center of gravity. Does that give
do you have an advantage there?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something. Most people who fight, like, no, I'm thinking about like the people that I know from the gym who are amateur fighters, pro fighter.
Go outside.
I'm good.
You sure?
I'm reading the comments here. The board, they're cracking me up.
What am I missing?
Unhappy Gilmore, I think I just died for a minute. Lou, Sack, I feel you. I can't stop laughing either.
I'm glad. Keep going.
Okay. So yeah, like the people that I know from my gym, they aren't like, oh yeah, I'm like 2 pounds away from my fight weight. No, they cut down like 20 pounds to get to that weight. Just to get like, you know, any advantage they can, because, you know, what I've seen from, you know, the gym, I can't really talk about me because I've never done it. I've only ever done, you know, jiu-jitsu and wrestling. You get like, let's say the fight is on a Saturday. The weigh-ins are the day before.
Day before.
Exactly. So you get yourself to the weight, but then you have.
And then you're hitting the pancake house.
Exactly. Well, not the pancake house, because you still have to eat healthy. You don't want to go into the fight, you know, groggy and stuff like that. So you still have
to. I'm going to the pancake house.
Of course. Yeah. So like.
First thing I do when I hit 200 is I'm ordering a big plate of wings.
Not before what? September 17th. 18th. 18th. Yeah. That's the target date.
Yeah, it's like, you know, okay, yeah, I'm dropping down to this weight, but yeah, more than likely, so is the opponent too. It's not like he's just gonna be at that weight and, you know, cooling there. Me personally, I talked to certain people, they were like, yeah, do like, a catch weight. So a catch weight isn't like in the, weight classes, it's like in the middle, agreed upon by two people fighting.
Oh, okay.
It's catch weight.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know, like 170 is actual fighting weight, but if, you know, something happens where both of you can't make that, okay, let's say, 175, meet me in the middle type stuff. I've talked to them about it and they were like, yeah, bro, but for you, you're too small. Like you would be outboxed by anybody in 170, 180, you'd be dead. You know, they're like, you know, 145, 155, those are the guys that are like 5'6", your height.
Are you 5'6"?
I'm 5'6".
But is there any advantage though as like a grappler?
I was going to ask that. Like,
in a boxing ring, there'd be no shot.
Yeah, of course.
But in MMA, I mean, you can run under somebody, pick them up and slam them.
Not with that reach though. I mean, you got the leg and arm reach.
Here's the thing.
But
he's got the same weight. He's stronger guy, you know, compact. That's what I'm talking about, strategy.
So here's the thing. Like, me taking somebody down and, you know, grappling on the floor, yeah, I have a chance. But the thing is, getting to that point, you know, like I can't just blindly shoot for a takedown.
You're going to get hit a couple times to get in there.
I could get kneed. I can get uppercut, elbows. Ugh. Like it's, you know, nasty business. Like you can go one moment shooting for a double leg. 2 seconds later, you're waking up from getting knocked out. So like, you know, my coaches know better than, you know, what I know from MMA. So they're like, dude, why even take that chance, bro? Just get to the weight where you're could be the best at.
What's your gym's nickname?
Oh, so my gym's nickname, for those who know, it's Baki. So it's from an anime called Baki the Grappler, who is like, you know, a kid 5'6" trying to fight, you know, like these beasts among men. So, you know, when I go in there and I'm facing a guy that's like 220 pounds built like Arnold Schwarzenegger and I just take him down to submit him, they're like, yeah, he kind of reminds me of Baki.
And how do you spell that?
B-A-K-I.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, at one point when they started calling me that, I dyed my hair red like the character. So, yeah. Nice. Yeah, so it kind of stuck to, like, those, you know, gym friends and other people. Just, you know, they still call me Ed.
He has dyes his hair, too.
That's not true.
Yeah, all three of them.
It's leaving. It's leaving town.
Oh, you laughing, not, Zach.
It's all natural. I'm an all-natural man.
Oh, no. I've dyed my hair crazy colors. Red, pink.
They're just saying I'm old. Oh, all right, so that's what they're saying.
Go, I wasn't saying you're old. I'm saying you're going bald.
Yeah.
Go bright green for that Jalen Mills look.
You're not just a hair club president. You're also the client.
Oh.
It's okay. And I'm getting – fact is, when I get slim, I'll still have all my hair.
You won't.
Yeah, but you know what?
Quimby.
Yeah.
That's all I got right now.
Let's put a month on. You think Quimby's going to get down to 200 in a month?
I think it's going
to
be tough.
I think it's going to be tough.
But I'm not stop. It doesn't mean I can't keep going.
How much do you weigh right now?
I was up to 260. I'm down to 233 now.
Oh yeah. That wouldn't be hard. You have a lot to lose.
I do.
Yeah.
But you think you could compete in the 230 weight class?
The problem is you don't know.
Yes, in an eating contest.
You don't know his full personality, which he revealed, which we all know exactly what's going to happen. He goes, you know what happens is, you know, I lose 30 pounds. I feel great and I go out all the time. That's exactly what happens.
It's a vicious cycle.
I've held that loss and now I know, all right, you know what? I can't do this if I want to make this weight. So now I'm back to the grindstone.
Yeah, it happens to everybody. It happens
and
to
I have to clean up my act right now anyway. Vacation's over. Time to go to work. Football
ooh,
season.
Yeah. Crunch right. Time it's coming
game
up,
time, baby.
Time.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, you know what? Let's do this. Let's get a live read in here and take a break. What do we got? Greater Philadelphia Health Action, GPHA, providing medical, dental, behavioral health, pharmacy, and child development services for over 50 years. Full family care for the entire family, prenatal, pediatrics, adults, specialty services, and more. COVID-19 vaccine and testing available. 11 locations throughout Philadelphia, over 85,000 patients. Telehealth and on-site appointments available. Schedule an appointment today, 888-296-GPHA. That's 888-296-GPHA. Or go to their website for more info, gphainc.org, gphainc.org. Everybody, Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports Radio Philadelphia. We'll be back.
The Gambler, presented by Cure Auto Insurance.
Gambler, 102.5 FM, Philadelphia. Quimby alongside Diaz, Sack, and Slash, and our guest, Ed Caraballo. Is that close enough?
You're getting there.
Caraballo? Caraballo?
Caraballo?
Yeah, Caraballo. Caraballo.
So think about the double L's as a Y.
Well, I know that. It's the R that, you know what's funny, actually, trying to, have, a Latin lady say Craig.
Yeah, that is funny.
Oh, no, it's brutal.
Yeah, that's...
I can't do it. It's great. Oh, yeah. And I just go, don't worry about it. Just call me Mike Diaz.
Short so I know. Oh,
everybody.
Oh.
Welcome back to the show.
Oh, you had to get one in on me.
Yes.
Hold on a second. FBI's top 10 most wanted.
Most watch list.
A reversal before and after picture. How I got heavier.
School shooter picture.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a school shooter picture.
Oh, man.
Because I'm Caucasian?
You guys have seen him around town on photos in post office?
On milk cartons. Have you seen him?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
No, he's the one responsible for taking the ones that are on the milk cartons. Yeah.
look like Fogel without the glasses. Jesus.
Dude. Hey, 15 years ago yesterday.
Wait,
right?
But it doesn't matter because you only have one stupid name.
Yeah.
McLovin.
Who were you? Seal?
Who are you, Seal?
Well, it was between that or Muhammad.
Muhammad
is the most common name.
Read a book.
Read a book.
J.O.
That movie was funny. Great. Anything with Bill Hader, I think Bill Hader, the cops, they make that movie great.
Yeah. Fantastic.
You know, when I thought here, I thought there would be everything all over, you know, and mercy.
Now, young Skywalker, you must die.
Was the attacker more like you?
Don't make me the clones.
Don't make me pull out my lightsaber.
I'm ready to go.
I'm glad there's one over in the corner and you weren't just insinuating something there.
You know what?
We don't need to go there.
I don't need Slash giving me any more grief than he already has today.
Oh my God.
Everybody, I believe we have a guest coming in soon because we're already in our second to last set. Yeah, her name's Sarah.
They're disgusting.
And did you hear they got real quiet out there.
That means we need to turn the camera off of you.
Yes. Thankfully, you guys will not be seeing me for a little while. And, go ahead, please, Slash.
Yeah, why don't we just...
Please.
Yeah.
Earn your keep, man.
Just do it now.
There we go.
That
should work perfectly.
Yeah, it looks good.
All right. But, we're also, again, here with Ed Cottavile.
There you go. You're getting closer.
Combat fighter. Looking for that first call. If you guys have any connections, we'll get Paul Felder in here. Have you met Paul?
I've met Paul, but not like a, hey, how you, it's almost like, end of class. He was just there. I was like, hey.
He'll probably be here on September 1st. I'll tell you and I'll text you.
Oh my God.
Because his brother is in our fantasy football league.
Oh, okay.
And he usually comes over and has a little bit of fun.
Yeah. I would love to meet him.
So
just a little bit.
Yeah. Well, we don't talk about it. We don't talk.
No, it's
the best fantasy. Whether you play fantasy football or not, you want to be invited to this event. It is a good time.
You get to come up one way or the other.
Oh, yes. Perfect.
So,
seems like it'd be a ball.
We got any Eagles stuff to talk about right now?
J-John got traded.
I think we got the better end of that deal. I actually think he's going to make the team as special teams.
Gunner, that's what they say.
Yeah. He's a gunner. He's a bit of an Ed. He's a bit of a Baki. He's 5'9", 201. So he's got a low center of gravity and he's pretty fast, you know, nickel corner. Who is actually backing up Avante Maddox if he goes down? At this point, I wouldn't even know. Who?
More on the outside.
Zek is definitely corner, but so it gives them a little depth there. If they had this guy's actually been getting better as his years have progressed. He's 3 years in the league now.
I mean, it's a good thing that
I would have liked the draft pick. But the
fact that how he got something,
right,
something in return for J-Jaw.
He was gone anyway.
And then you hear Pete Carroll talking him up like, oh man, he's a great pass catcher. And
Never seen him catch a pass.
Yeah, he has a great catch race. The guy has 291 career receiving yards, something like that. Like,
I don't know if you guys saw
our good friend of the program, Michael Scott, posted on Facebook. Remember when J-Jaw dropped the pass that cost one of our Philly guys $10,000? Because he had two other
three parlay or something,
but to catch a pass or something that. Literally, it was $50,000. On a $100 bet, he bet 20. He would have won over 10.
Jeez.
And you see him just. One of the easiest catches.
It was a Dallas game, week 18.
Yeah,
I think.
Last year, he had to move for it, but
I don't know if you guys
like a seal can't get his arms together.
You guys saw Seattle tweeted a hype video. Yeah. Were you guys talking about this?
Probably from Stanford.
But I know
they have to do that every year to keep Eagles, the suicide rate down.
Yeah, our Eagles insider, Victor Williams, like, came over top of that. I was like, I feel so bad for the person that had to put this video together.
The best part about
nothing
it.
To work with. What are you gonna do, like a 2 minute video of him blocking on you know, punt returns?
It's kind of like when Andre Iguodala came back, his first game back after he got traded in the Andrew Bynum deal. And it was like a 2 minute video of him just draining two free throws. I was Spencer Hall's MVP chance.
I thought CJ Watson was going to drain that shot.
I have another Eagles topic, but because you're talking about that, like the thing is with this Ben Simmons, like if you don't have a tribute to him.
Oh, stop.
You have to have a tribute.
Are you kidding me?
Listen, if you don't do it, it's considered disrespectful, like as from the team or something. Unless Rich Paul goes up to them and say, listen, we don't want any.
I don't know if you're messing with me or not.
No, I'm serious. Like
the Sixers should have a tribute.
No. I'm not saying they should. I'm saying that is what is custom. Like the Andre Iguodala thing was kind of ridiculous.
If they were going to do a tribute video, they should have did last year when he was riding the pine when they were getting smoked by 50.
There's no way they're going to have a tribute video for him.
Exactly. They didn't have one last year. Yeah, he was in the house.
No, I'm not saying they should. I'm saying that's a normal custom what you do. No
matter
how they
leave.
Yeah,
for somebody that's made an impact on the organization. He's been a poison to the organization.
Hold on. He has made an All-NBA team Rookie of the Year.
Oh, my God,
All-Star
please. with the departure, there's no way.
Well, let's talk.
Well, let me ask you this, and I don't know the answer because.
Carson Wentz?
No. T.O. Did they have a tribute video for T.O.?
No, he was on Dallas.
They should. Okay.
They should have.
Last time I checked, Ben Simmons is on a divisional.
No one cares about the divisions. Come on.
And nobody cares about Ben Simmons or the Sixers.
We're talking Eagles though, and our good friend Keenan Harmon got married by the Dr. Reverend Irving Fryer last year in Vegas at Caesar's Palace. Had a good point. We're all in agreement. The Cam Jurgens play last week. It's preseason. It doesn't mean anything.
Of course it does.
But he looked like Jason Kelce. Now who knows if he gets to identify defenses and that call comes with time and everything like that. But him moving out in front and pushing people around and looking for that next block. All right.
You saw him get out in front of that.
My responsibility is on the ground. Who's the next guy I can find out in front of the running back?
Mm-hmm.
15 yards downfield. Hey, like I don't want anything happening to Jason Kelce. He's going to be our next mayor. He's going to be our next president, but. Whenever the time comes
for you to put the microphone where you're supposed to, that would help.
Hey, jackass.
Still.
You know where I want to put the microphone?
Yeah. Trust me, I've wanted to put it there for a long time, along with my foot.
Actually, he's been talking out of his ass for the last 4 years.
So the microphone has found permanent residence.
Absolutely. Yes.
And the microphone's exactly where it's supposed to be.
All these haters of Diaz Nation. I see you out there, Diaz Nation. I appreciate you. I'm your man. You know I'm right. You know I'm right.
You ever want to take the field, Ed?
Not necessarily. I'm not really a football guy.
You are about the size of Boston Scott.
Boston Scott drove a Maserati for 1,900 miles.
Son of a bitch. So part of the deal a few years ago was I gave up my car for anybody that got a touchdown or made an interception. Boston Scott, we're in Buffalo, and it's first and goal from the 4 yard line. We see, what is he, 32? 35. Sorry. We see his number, get called. He's on the field. We're all like, oh my God. He was on our show at Chickies and Pete's.
Okay.
That week prior. And I'm like, hey, you know, you score a touchdown. I think Diaz offered it before I did, but you know, he spends my money very well.
Didn't like Jordan Howard get, that's the game he got that stinger. In Buffalo, right?
Yeah.
And they pulled him off. And we're like, wait, is that Boston Scott in there?
Yep. He got the stinger on that. I think it was 60 or 70 yard run by Miles Sanders. They used him as a fullback on that play. And Sanders sprung it for the long touchdown.
Yeah. So Sanders was winded. Howard got hurt. Well, I mean, he ran 36.
And of course he runs in for a touchdown.
So we can blame Miles Sanders for this.
So he had my car for a week, but there was also a bye week it was Thanksgiving.
You went away. Yeah.
I was away. I'm like, hey, take it for 2 weeks. I put 10,000 miles on that car in 2.5 years and 2,000 of those miles were put on by him.
Two weeks. He's from Louisiana. So he probably,
I think he went down.
Yeah.
You know, he took a cross country trip.
Yeah.
He got there pretty quick.
Oh yeah, he was zooming.
Cam Jurgens, I think, does look good. And we have to continue to recognize that where at times we feel as though Howie is misguided in his draft, the lines are always top priority, and we have lived a charmed life with the center position. I can't even talk right now. Hey. You want to come over here? All right, here we go.
You do have the hot seat, and you have the hot microphone.
Check, check, 1, 2, check, check, 1, 2, 1, 2. There it is.
Gotta love it.
There it is.
So we got about 4 minutes left in the segment. You want to do the introduction and come back afterwards?
Yeah, can we keep it on the seat for that long? No, I don't want to do that.
Can we go long?
Just don't play a song.
Yeah, no, we'll go 5 minutes and we'll trim that off the last segment.
Yeah, fire Diaz in between and we'll go right to the last segment.
Everybody looking out here on our room. Again, Fox Sports Radio, 102.5 FM Philadelphia. The beautiful Sabrina is now joining us, everybody. Woo!
What is up?
By far and away the best suit that we've seen in here yet. Connie, agreed?
Yeah,
I agree.
Sorry. Let's get her up. Yeah, let's turn her volume up.
You
yeah,
got there?
Agree, yes.
All right. Birth date, August 6th. She's a dancer to Dominatrix. Could you please beat the piss out of him?
Only if you want to.
Hold on, you're gonna have to.
Happy Sabrina. Belated birthday,
buddy. Sabrina, you're gonna have to.
Happy birthday, you're Sabrina.
Kind of put it right here and give it some volume. Okay. Nope, you gotta.
Nope, talk into it.
Oh, I have to really be in
it. Yeah, there you go. There you go. Yeah, you gotta really.
You'll hear a little bit here, so you wanna give it some.
You want me to growl?
Sure. I love it. Hobbies, gym, pool, fitness. This is fun so far. This is the best. This is by far and away the best bio we've had on here yet.
I've got a lot of questions.
Ask away.
From Delaware Water Gap, a.k.a. middle of nowhere.
Not really, like middle of nowhere.
All right. Diaz, go ahead. Fire away.
Okay, let's talk about this dominatrix stuff.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. So I guess you get this question all the time, I'm sure, but the most strangest or off-the-wall request that you've had.
And be careful, we are on
regular
radio.
Yeah. Strangest?
Or like you were, that's through you, like, okay, or like.
Can't be any stranger than Diaz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta think about that one for a hot second.
Is there a lot? That's
it thinking? Really depends on like what your concept of strange is.
Someone like us, like, boring old people like us.
Right now, the person holding the cordless mic.
Yeah, just,
look people right at
like
Diaz.
All types of things. Like people like impact play. People like electric prods. People like.
Oh my God! Do you remember the show when we had the dominatrix on the Rob V show? The girl from Harrisburg.
With the stilettos in the,
and she,
attack.
And she put the electrodes the on his, yeah, on his, the nipple.
I love those.
Electrodes on Rob B's nipples?
Oh yeah. And he had to sit on the couch that got up and crawled out of here. All right. He had to sit on that couch. And I think she did this to him for a good 15 minutes. And anytime he did something remotely dumb, which is pretty much every tiny
the whole 15
breeze.
Minutes.
Yeah. She would jack it up and you'd see him and he'd be like, and he wouldn't, I'll tell you, his threshold for pain, Rob, I'll give it to you. But he's like this.
He probably screamed like a schoolgirl.
Great radio.
No, he didn't make a sound. You can hear him breathing a little heavier.
Your hands
but
are freezing.
No, go to him. He's the one that has all these great questions.
I mean, I'm not in it. I'm curious about like how this all goes down. That sounds like.
By the way, Abby, I hope you're listening
now. Yeah. She's not watching this. Come on.
she hears you enough at home.
She doesn't care.
She doesn't want you for 2 hours
stuff,
of the show.
The punishment stuff, like, you know, like whatever. But like I'm saying, like we like diaper stuff. I'm sure people like diaper stuff.
I have like different limits on what I'm okay with and what I'm not. I think like you do your thing and like whatever you're into. Like no judgment on my end, but I don't do like human babies. Anything
leashes
like,
and.
Like leashes.
Well,
yeah,
like baby leash, like you know the like dog collar and all.
Oh,
that.
Oh yeah.
By the way, he has a great dog leash story.
I think he has his liking this.
Oh,
he did.
Do we have baby diapers? Do we have baby diapers
Connie,
here?
You can tell Diaz is completely into this,
I was,
right?
I was hiking on a mountain,
and my dog
hiking
slipped down
on a mountain,
and I grabbed
on a mountain.
A dogwood tree that was there, and I had my foot planted, but then the rock started to slip, and I was holding my dog with one tree with the other hand, and I started to slip, and I tore my quad, but the dog was fine.
He
I was
tore
okay.
his quad walking his dog. Don't let him fool you. There was no mountain.
That is
it
the,
sounded like a dangerous.
There was no mountain. There was
right,
no
right,
mountain.
Now, don't give him any danger involved there, please.
They don't like give me any credit, but I rescued my dog.
Nobody walks their dog on the Mount Everest. Next question.
Okay. Ask away.
So you're from Delaware Water Gap.
So
what, like, do you currently live in Philly? Like, what brought you up to Phily?
So my brother
to get the hell out of nowhere.
Yeah, exactly.
It's nice up there though. It's
nice,
beautiful.
It's nice for kayaking and hiking, yeah, but yeah. that's like literally that's it. Like, yeah,
talking with Diaz is gonna make you move back to Delaware Water Gap.
No, I'm.
I was about to say there's not much dominating on the canoe.
Yeah.
Well, the way this city's going, I want to go to Water Gap.
Right. Seriously.
We got 1 minute.
1 minute. Yeah. That's all right. We're good. I do have to do a live read. Do you want to hang out for a quick second? Come back and
yeah,
to our fun?
I have time.
All right. Thanks, Jordan.
She wins. She's spicy. I like
yeah,
it.
She
yeah,
wins.
I like it.
Everybody, Bucks County Baseball Company is the premier vintage sports and clothing collectibles retail store in the tri-state area. Visit www.buckscountybaseballco.com or stop by their Bristol, PA locations. Items from the Phillies, Eagles, Sixers, Flyers, and much, much more. Although nobody's really buying anything from the Flyers these days, again, visit www.buckscountybaseballco.com or stop by their Bristol, PA location. The showroom is huge and the website is even bigger. Bucks County Baseball Company, the name in Philly for vintage sports. Everybody, Green Legion Radio here on Fox Sports. The Gambler 102.5 FM Philadelphia. We'll be back for our final segment right after this.
The Gambler, presented by Cure Auto Insurance.
Legion Radio, Fox Sports, The Gambler, 102.5 FM, Philadelphia. Hope you're enjoying your ride to or from the shore. One of the last weekends that we have. Again, we are pre-taping and pre-recording this show on Thursday for Saturday's show. You're listening to us now. It's almost 3 o'clock where you are listening at this particular point. Make sure you download the iHeartRadio app.
Download.
Did I say that?
Yeah.
I've had 4 Jamesons.
Download.
Make sure you tell Diaz to shut the hell up the next time you see him. Wherever you are, feel free to smack him. I tried to pay Ed $100 to choke him out.
I am still down for that.
All right, cool.
Yeah. Yo. See, I thought we were
you're learning, right?
Now
you're learning.
You're catching on.
Catching on now.
Yo, Ed, athlete's row here. Come on, man.
Shut up.
Cool.
Hey,
$100 is $100.
Ping pong champion.
There we go. My name is Quimby, joined alongside MMA fighter, combat fighter, Ed Caraballo. Did I get it right?
You're getting close. Right. I can Baca. Tell you that.
Caraballo.
Baca means idiot in Japanese.
Oh, Jesus. Write that down. Jeez.
That wasn't your line of the night, Slash. No.
Shut up, Diaz. Chris Sackmaster, Sack Attack, Reggie. Ooh, ha, ha. And, of course, Slash, Super Sam, and Urban Fryer taking the days off. And Vice President of the Green Legion sitting in the corner having fun, Connie Pfeiffer.
Connie! Hello, Connie. What's up, Connie? Connie, we love you. Could be so.
do you realize when, you know, you're not around, she tells me how much she does not like you?
That's not true.
It's gotta be true.
That is ridiculous.
It has to be true.
And as well, everybody, the beautiful Sabrina, who is coming in to qualify for this year's Philly's Finest Swimsuit Calendar. You finally saw it.
She qualify?
Yeah, right? Can we just say it?
Yes.
Keenan Harmon. She has perfect barstool posture.
She is in. Now, here we go. Do you want to go through this, Diaz? Because I think every single person that we
August?
Have had is in is born in August.
Are this, you serious?
You're at least. I'm sorry.
It's on.
Yeah.
They want to hear her. Wait, everybody's been in August?
Yeah, I, got, at least the last three.
Wow.
So this is number 4.
I mean, she's I can have a pretend birthday if you want.
Sure. What's your pretend birthday?
What month are you missing?
Wow. Okay.
All right.
And there you have it.
You're the boss.
Anybody have any more questions for Sabrina? Because she is actually putting up with us longer than she needs to.
Yeah. What's your pretend birthday?
I don't know. Do I look like a December girl? March?
Be careful. I'm December.
Oh, are you in the calendar?
Yes.
Maybe by then his lettuce shakes and will work out. Oh,
I'm getting kicked in the nads with electric nipple clips.
Lettuce shakes.
Being that this is a sports show, are you a sports fan?
Oh, we gotta be careful here.
Oh no.
No. She's
breaking my heart.
Her sports acumen needs a little,
okay. A little bit of buffer.
I'm here to learn, yeah.
Yeah.
You're here to learn?
I'm here to learn.
Well, okay. Don't listen to Sack or Diaz.
What sport interests you the most? Like, if you could pick any sport that stuck out to you, like, I really want to learn that sport, what would it be?
So growing up, I did gymnastics and softball. So, like, anything that's, like, really physical, hands-on combat, like fighting.
Yeah! Hello! There he is!
Hold on.
I could watch that all day.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Ed came on an hour ago. He's like, I don't know what these guys are talking about. He's like, that was a great show. That was a great show.
He's like, why did I come up here? Oh, that's why I came up here. That's right.
She's going to come to an Eagles game this year with us, and we're going to try to get a little bit more interest into that one.
Yeah.
Just a little bit more interest.
One game's
football.
All it takes.
You know, had to sell her the event element, you know. Want to go to football? Nah. Yeah, but it's a big event. Okay.
Do you want to go to a party, basically?
Yeah. With 70,000 idiots drinking their face off. Yeah, I'm in.
Yeah, a Nike. Absolutely.
I do want to remind you guys, the Winston Athletic Association open Wednesday through Sunday. Winston on the water as well behind Dave and Buster's. And a reminder, Dayload is coming back September 18th, everybody.
Oh, Lord.
Dayload's coming back. I'm going to be there, and I am going to be absolutely hammered.
It's going to be a great pregame show.
You're going to watch yourself. You're going to be like 180
Don't care.
By then.
I didn't say a word, but we had to listen to Diaz's 4.5-mile run that he put his fit,
he probably put it on his dog.
Yeah, on his dog. And that's
Quimby said.
He put his Fitbit on the dog and took off the leash.
It's unbelievable.
Abby sees 4.5 miles, but they haven't seen the dog in 12 hours.
Yeah. That's ridiculous.
I don't think I've walked.
The dog's in Valley Forge right now, chopping somebody else's quad off.
Yeah. You
Sabrina,
guys are jerks.
You are beautiful. We are happy to have you. We're happy to have you in studio. We're happy to have you in the calendar this year.
Oh, thank you. I'm happy to be here.
All right. We're going to let you off the hook so we can finish this. You can go put some clothes on unless you don't want to, in which case we're fine with any decision there. What do you got, Zach?
Oh, no.
Oh, you look like you had something there.
No, if you looked at Diaz on the camera, he looked like a kid in the candy store when he was clapping.
Ben Simmons, you mean?
Russell Westbrook?
Did he go like
Russell Westbrook? Russell Westbrook?
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Russell Westbrook. Yeah. Can't shoot, bro. Can't shoot, bro. Did you see this video?
I love you, bro. Can't shoot, bro.
Well, hold on.
Oh, my God. It's my favorite player, Russell Westbrook. Shut up, man. Can't shoot, Ben.
Sees Ben Simmons in a candy store.
In a candy store.
It's a little creepy in and of itself.
It's called It's Sugar.
But here we go. Ready?
Oh, my God. It was you, bro. Russell Westbrook, bro. Russell Westbrook, bro. Oh, my God, bro. Russell Westbrook, bro. Hold up, bro. I ain't playing with you, bro. I ain't playing with you, bro. Russell Westbrook, bro. Can't shoot, bro. I'm sorry, bro. All right, bro. I'm sorry, bro.
Can't shoot, bro.
Westbrook, bro.
Yeah, that takes waivers, right, man.
I love you, bro. I love you, bro. I love you, bro. All right, I love you, bro.
I love how we apologize. Can't shoot. I'm sorry, bro.
I love you, bro.
I'm sorry, bro.
I love you, bro.
I think that's a great way to wrap her up.
Yeah, are we done?
Yeah.
All right. Ed, you can come on the show whenever you want, man.
Oh, perfect.
There's always an empty seat here because this jackass works half the time.
Summer hours, baby.
Hey.
Summer hours.
Baseball brunch down at Xfinity Live this Sunday, leading into Phillies Mets. It's going to be a big four-game series. We're coming down to the wire with our last few shows at Xfinity Live. It's going to be a lot of fun. Make sure you guys come down. We had a great show. The last time we were at Xfinity, the crowd was insane.
Like, really?
That was lining up in front of the
table.
Did
you take pictures?
I did.
Did you take pictures?
Yeah, I did take pictures.
Okay, yeah.
Did you send them to Diaz?
No. Didn't really want to communicate with Diaz on a Sunday, so
That's
or any day, any day.
That's a lie.
I am the promo man. You got to send the pictures to me.
No, it's like a great, great time. A lot of fun. Make sure you guys come on down this Sunday leading into Phillies Mets. It's going to be a great time. Make sure you guys come on down and say hi.
Excellent. Excellent. Everybody, make sure you go to greenlegion.com for all of your Eagles football needs, home tailgates, away games. We're still the biggest. We're still the best.
20 years.
20 years, baby. 20 years. Ed, appreciate you coming in, sir.
Yeah, no problem.
Diaz, I wish you would stay home. Sack, always a pleasure. Slash, good just to see you. Super Sam and Herb, hope you guys are feeling better and enjoying your day off on behalf of myself and the rest of the staff here at Green Legion Radio. We are out of here.